This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, Colin Rumsa, appellant, versus Jefferson County Sheriff's Department, et alias respondents, decided September 2nd, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Eastern District. Colin Rumsa, number ED113002, appellant, appeal from the Circuit Court of Jefferson County versus E. Honorable Joseph A. Rathert, Jefferson County Sheriff's Department, et al. Respondents, filed September 2, 2025. Following the termination of his employment as a deputy with the Jefferson County Sheriff's Department, Colin Rumsa filed a lawsuit against the department, the Sheriff of Jefferson County, and the individual members of the county's Merit Commission, collectively defendants, seeking judicial enforcement of his rights under Section 590.502. One known as the Law Enforcement Officer's Bill of Rights, LEOBOR. Defendants moved to dismiss the petition on the ground that Rumsa's claims were barred by the one-year statute of limitations in Section 590.5210. The Circuit Court granted the motion and Rumsa appeals. The judgment is affirmed. One, all statutory references are to ARSMO, Commerce Separators 2022, unless otherwise indicated. Two, background enacted in 2021, the LEOBOR provides law enforcement officers certain rights when they are undergoing disciplinary proceedings. Section 590.502.2 sets forth the requirements for conducting administrative investigation or questioning that the officer reasonably believes could lead to disciplinary action, demotion, dismissal, transfer, or placement on a status that could lead to economic loss. Among other things, the officer shall be informed of the allegations in writing and provided a copy of the complaint prior to any interview. Section 590.502.2(1). The LEOBOR also grants officers who are suspended without pay, demoted, terminated, transferred, or placed on a status resulting in economic loss, the right to a full due process hearing and 7 days notice of the date and time. Section 590.502.3. On July 11, 2023, Rumsa filed his petition, the allegations of which we accept as true for purposes of our review. See McCullen v. O'Grady, 670 SW 3D 94 100, Mo App ED 2023. Rumsa alleged that the department interviewed him on May 21, 2022, as part of an administrative investigation, without first giving him written notice of the allegations against him or a copy of the complaint. On June 23, 2022, the department terminated Rumsa's employment. He appealed the termination decision to the county's Merit Commission. On July 2, 2022, Rumsa received written notice that the Merit Commission had scheduled a due process hearing 6 days later on July 8, 2022. At the hearing, the petition averred, the department presented the written file compiled during the investigation, called no witnesses, and did not afford Rumsa the opportunity to a full due process hearing. On July 14, 2022, the Merit Commission notified Rumsa of its decision to uphold his termination. Rumsa's petition asserted that defendants violated the LEOBOR by 1. Failing to provide him the complaint prior to his interview, 2. Failing to give him 7 days notice of the due process hearing, and 3. Failing to call witnesses, and 3. Present evidence. He sought a preliminary and permanent injunction preventing the department from enforcing his termination and a judgment declaring that the termination was void, along with his costs. Defendants filed a motion to dismiss the petition on the ground that it was filed outside the limitations period set forth in Section 590.502.10, which provides that a lawsuit for enforcement shall be brought within 1 year from which the violation is ascertainable. According to defendants, each of the specific violations alleged by Rumsa was ascertainable more than a year before he filed his petition. The failure to provide Rumsa the complaint was ascertainable by the date of his interview, and the alleged failures regarding the due process hearing were ascertainable by the date of the hearing. Because the latter of those dates was July 8, 2022, defendants contended Rumsa's cause of action filed on July 11, 2023 was time-barred. In response, Rumsa argued that the violations were not ascertainable until he sustained damage as a result of those violations, namely when the Merit Commission notified him of its decision upholding his termination on July 14, 2022. The Circuit Court granted the motion to dismiss and entered a judgment of dismissal. RUMSA now appeals, standard of review. This court reviews de novo the grant of a motion to D.